we set out at the start of the year, so we did to try and to retain our Ulster title at the start, and thankfully we done that. We aimed then to go on to the Ireland series, and you know we gave it a good go. We had a good game against Dublin, just then on the final things just didn't go our way. You know we were beaten by a better Kerry team on the day, so we were. But listen, looking back on it, Joe, it's been a disappointing end to it. But I think looking back, it's been a successful year for Donegal this year, with the minors as well doing very well.
Absolutely, and of course you enjoyed considerable success as a minor yourself. Looking ahead, I mean, firstly let's look at the club level. I mean, Kilcar in the Championship, obviously disappointment there, but no doubt you'll be hoping for better things there next season.
Yeah, looking forward to 2015 now, so I am, Chris. Can't wait to get back training and everything now. Hopefully the county board will get a new manager in place soon enough, so hopefully, and then get back at it again and look forward to next year just.
Now, the last couple of seasons with all the games at various levels, I mean, is this a case of you actually getting a bit of a proper breather now for a couple of months?
Yeah, you know, it's not so bad. This time of year, you get a wee break, so you can go enjoy yourself for a while during the summer months. You don't get the chance to do that, so you don't. But no, we're all going to probably sit down to go a few weeks off to ourselves now and then be ready to go back in 2015.
And once the training gets underway, Dr. McKenna Cup and the league, and it all starts all over again.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't be long coming around again now, so it doesn't. We're up in Sligo as well, Sligo AT, the college football up there as well. So it doesn't seem to be much of a break.
And of course, a pretty good manager of the old Sligo IT side as well.
Yeah, he's not so bad. He's up taking care of us here, so yes.
Now, just these GPA, GA awards, I mean, it really is a prestigious thing. So, I mean, it's a great honour for you to get that Young Player of the Year award.
Yeah, it was a great honour. It was a good day for the McHugh family last night, as it was. The mum and dad and Mark and Rachel all were up at it, my whole family. It was a proud day, you know. It was greatly appreciated.
And whilst on the field of play, we can have that intense competition and rivalry between players. On occasions like this, you know, people mixing well, and you know, it's a great highlight for everybody involved in Gaelic games.
Yeah, you know, you go up to these awards. It's nice to meet all other players, to interact with them. You know, so to sit down, have a good chat, and they go through everything else you go through. So it's nice, you know, going up to these awards, meeting these players, meeting different players and everything. So it's nice just sitting down, having a chat with them, and you know, getting to know them a bit better.
Now, I think it's only what, February 2013 that you made your senior debut, was it against Down in the National League?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot has happened in a short space of time since.
Yeah, it has, surely. So it has. It was Jim, I was grateful enough Jim gave me a chance to play that day, so it did. And I haven't looked back since. I think I've come on a bit since then, you know. So, listen, looking forward to 2015 already.
Yeah. And I suppose that game against Dublin with your 2-2 score, you know, when you get a game, when you get all those points and goals, I mean, they'll be etched in the memory forever.
Ah, yeah, they will, surely. So, you know, the day against Dublin, everything just went right for Donegal on the day, you know. So we were getting into the wee position, so we were. But you need that wee bit of luck in Gaelic football, you know. Kerry probably got it in the final. We just didn't do enough to get that wee bit of luck. But against Dublin, you know, it was a good day, so it was. The Dubs are always a team you want to beat, and thankfully we went out and done that.
Yeah. And finally, Ryan, I mean, just looking ahead to the year ahead, the whole start-up of the thing again, I mean, the appetite, you're one of the younger players involved. You know, Donegal have been up at the top level of the game for a few years. I mean, it's difficult to win an All-Ireland title. It's even harder to retain it. And to keep that level of commitment and the hunger and the appetite, you need to have it there from word go at the beginning of January.
Oh, yeah, you do, surely. You know, hopefully now the new manager coming in, he'll give a bit of freshness to the setup. You know, it mightn't be a bad thing, just a new voice and everything in the dressing room. So hopefully now, you know, it's Gaelic football, it's all about you have to be ready for the year. There's no real break anymore, so it is. You just try and motivate yourself, you know, so during the winter time and all, you have to get to the gym and everything. So, no, definitely, I think everyone's chatting to the lads tonight and everything. Everyone's looking forward to 2015.